Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. Hey. I got Jamel on the line. Owns a trucking business. Can use 20K as soon as possible for equipment.
How much?
20,000.
20,000. Perfect. And do we have a gross annual sales or and the use of funds is for equipment?
He's on the line.
Okay, perfect. I'll handle it from here then. Thank you. Hey, Jamel, how you doing, man? It's Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
How you doing, sir?
Good, good. Yeah, so just I want to grab a couple pieces of information real quick just before we start to get on the same page, and you know, then I'll answer any questions you have, and we'll get you started here on the right program. Just real quick, your name's Jamel, Jamel.
Yeah, but I also go by another name as well. I give you Kareem Oliver, but I did a name change. So.
Kareem Oliver?
Yes.
Oliver, Oliver.
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. And so tell me the name of the business that you own here, the name of your trucking company.
Nels Trucking, LLC.
Nels, N-E-L-S.
No, Mel's, M-E-L-L.
Okay, trucking, gotcha. LLC. Perfect, perfect. How long you been in business here, Jamel?
6 years, going on 7.
Nice, nice. Family business, or you know, how'd you get started? Was it you just worked for a trucking company and broke off in your own thing here?
Yeah.
I got you. Good, good. Oh, what's a good phone number just in case the call drops here so you get back in touch?
347-524-7682. Mm-hmm. That's the personal. And the business line is 347-764-7461.
764-7461. Perfect. All right. So, you know, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to get. What kind of equipment here? Are you looking at a new truck or a new trailer? Or?
Well, I would purchase some trailers and then I will lease some trailers.
Okay. So, just to give you a quick rundown. We offer equipment financing and working capital programs. So the equipment financing programs are like a, you know, traditional car loan, you know, 5-year term, you know, 60-month term, monthly payments, basically, you know, the traditional equipment loan. And the working capital loans are cash loans, lump sum, which is nice because, you know, they're unsecured. So we don't really keep track of the money once it's in your account. It's kind of up to you to do what you want with it. And those you can use from anything from operational costs to, you know, purchasing additional equipment. But we do advise against using that for equipment purchases just because working capital, because it's unsecured, is a little bit more expensive, but also a shorter term loan. So it makes sense to get something a little longer term from a cash flow perspective. So so you told me you were looking into leasing. You're financing a couple of trailers, correct?
Yeah, but if I can get deals on them, so that's why I said leasing or buying. Most likely I know where to go to buy trailers, but not to see.
Well, that's the nice thing. So if you're looking to buy the trailers and you have a specific vendor, basically the process is we would pay the vendor directly. However much, you know, you get approved for $20,000, we're in contact with the vendor and we basically pay them directly and you just get the equipment and pay us the monthly payment. So tell me a little bit about the trailer.
What would be the actual interest rate for a loan of $20,000? Let's say if it's a cash loan, or what's the annual percentage?
They're hard to say. They're hard to say as far as the cash loans, because if you haven't, you know, heard of them before, working capital loans are predicated primarily on bank statements and the revenue of the business, whereas just an equipment financing is basically just run off a credit score, just like think of buying a car. So as far as, you know, If you're looking for $20,000 for a trailer to finance it over, you know, 5 years, so 60 months, you're looking at, you know, your payments are going to be, you know, between $450 and $500. And again, this is just me completely guessing. I can't really give you any solid numbers. It's very hypothetical. Jamal, what does your credit look like, your personal credit, to give me a better idea?
Personal credit, it's somewhere in the sixes, but I have auto loans that I, you know, have my cars and stuff out now. So
good. So if your credit's in the sixes, you know, it is a tad low. You know, the national average, I think, is around 680, 690. So, you know, you're probably on the lower end of things, which means it might be a little bit more expensive. But I'm saying probably on a $20,000 piece for 5 years, you know, you're not looking at anything over, you know, $500. That's just safe to say. So, you know, again, the numbers we'll get to later. Basically, the process, Jamal, just to kind of give you a little bit more of an overview, is we'll just send you, I'll send you the applications via email, and once you get me back the paperwork, some apps and some bank statements, it only takes a day to turn over to get some numbers, so I'll just send that to underwriting, and they'll give me some numbers back, usually in about a day or two. So even though I can't give you quotes like right now off the top of my head, you're not far from getting them. So basically what I'm going to have you do is just fill out two different applications, one for the capital and one for equipment, and we'll just see what both of our options are. But I just want to get a little bit more information on the equipment itself. So you said you usually go to the same place, or you have a vendor that you typically work with, right?
No, my previous boss has a vendor that he actually buys trailers from. So I used to take the cash and purchase it myself once he gave me the cash. And I would drive them back down to New York. So I had relations with, you know, building relationship with that company. And that's how I kept close tabs, and they know me, so.
Good. So, are you looking for a used trailer, I'm assuming?
Yes, they have rebuild ones. They have fairly new, and they have a lot used. So, they work with you.
Okay, good. So, are you planning to spend around $20,000? Are you going up a little bit? Maybe try to find one cheaper than that? What's your budget monthly?
Well, that's why I decided to do 20, because I was like, I don't want to push myself to a limit where something that I can't afford.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, you know, from a cash flow perspective, you know, what's your return on investment on this thing going to be? It's got to, the number's going to match up, right?
Actually, it'll be more, but return investment, if I purchase those trailers and get them out, I could even lease them myself to other companies, or use it for my personal use, which I plan to use for personal use.
Okay. So, let me just get a little bit more background. How many trucks do you currently have right now on the fleet?
I have three. I have four. One is down. It's in the shop, getting repaired, doing some repairs, and I have three out on the road.
Okay, and how many trailers you got?
I have my personal, but I don't count my personal. No,
mm-hmm.
I have three trailers.
Three trucks, three trailers.
I need more.
So what is that?
I'll pull their trailers. So if I don't have to pull their trailers, better for me.
Oh, I got you. What so basically what were your gross annual sales running three trucks, three trailers last year? You know, it'll ballpark me, obviously. You know, it's hard to...
Like 74, 80 grand.
Okay, so...
That gross I made over the three.
So, 20...
That's despite the expenses, as far as repairs and... Something
no,
like
so then what'd you do like in revenue? Like, I'm talking about just top-line revenue on your taxes, you know what I mean? Like, it's less to do on income, yeah. Mostly on revenues. So, you know, a month, how much are you bringing in, like?
A month was around 24.
Or like a year. You can quote me on the whole year, you know. If you're doing 24K a month, you know, for a year you're doing, what, around 250, 300K?
Yes, and then I have to pay, you know, well, that's basic, and then as far as my expenses and, you know, paying employees.
Luckily, they really are only looking at the revenue of the company. They don't really look at, you know, the expenses as much and how, you know, how much money you profit. You know, you said, how many employees do you have besides yourself on this? And one or two more guys,
I have three, and then I have guys that rotate. So I would say three. I average of five. So one guy, I use him on the weekend when I'm not available. He'll fill in my spot. So he's not like a permanent, but
full / part time, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
Available when I need him.
Perfect. All right. So I'm getting a good picture of, you know, what your needs are here. So, you know, would you be open to doing equipment financing just on making it simple? I'm telling you, this is going to be the cheapest option. Just doing equipment financing, keeping it simple, 60-month term, getting you a trailer, and, you know, you make your payments of, you know, $500, $450. I'm not exactly sure how much it would be every month, but you know, and you do, if you want to pay it off early and, you know, just keep the trailer and lease it out to people, you're more than welcome to. Do you know what year the trailer is, or do you have obviously you don't have a specific one, you know. What do you aiming for, ballpark?
I look at them online all the time. They have different like a 2010 Great Dane 53-foot drive van. What else?
About a 2010. So what are you using this for mostly? What's your customer base?
Anything that comes with JFK, I get loads from out of the airport, from airport to airport.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So you guys are based out of New York?
Yes, I'm based out of New York. I live in New York.
Perfect. Whereabouts? Upstate, or are you guys in the city? Because you're in JFK, you got to be pretty close.
I'm in the city.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I'm actually from New Jersey, New York area myself. I used to live in Inwood Park for a little bit. Beautiful up there.
Oh.
But, if you're doing, just trying to get back to the numbers here, if you were doing about $250 a year and you had three trucks, three trailers, those are grossing you about, you know, conservatively about $80K each a year. So a month, you know, having an extra trailer and truck is about $6.5K a month. So, you know, just the trailer, I'm assuming, you know, you're going to be able to at least make an extra $2,000, right?
Could be more. Depends on how hard I run it.
Yeah,
depends,
exactly.
Depends on where I go.
So what do you think the minimum would be extra a month? You know, I'm just trying to get this, you know, when you show it to the underwriters and be like, hey, you know, I got this guy Jamel, he's going to make an extra $3,000 a month. It's only going to cost him $500 a month for the, you know, financing. This is good, right? It's, you know, it paints a picture of a successful business. You know, they're not going to want to lend you something that's going to lose money. So minimum return on investment.
Whether they lend it or not, I mean, I can still get by, but it just should have just put me in a setback of something else.
Yeah.
Really and truly, I was looking for cash capital because I could do everything else myself, financing myself. But they have a lot of programs for financing. It's just that I chose not to go through that way. Which
okay.
I can.
Well, just kind of.
Which I can deny it.
Just kind of run numbers here, man. I mean, if you're looking for a $20,000 loan, the only issue is getting from a cash standpoint. it's just such a shorter term that, you know, your monthly payments are going to be a lot higher. You know, I was quoting you $450, $500 on a 60-month term. The working capital programs are like 24 at max. You're looking at probably more around 18 on a first-time customer. So the difference is like $1,500 a month borrowing the cash and using it, because you're only paying, you know, 18 months, versus getting a 60-month, which is three times longer, three times less expensive. See where, you know, the difference in the programs are?
Okay.
So the capital is short term. You know, typically we get people using that for inventory purchases where they're going to flip it in a few months. It's not really used for something in a long term. Like, you're not going to use it to buy a new truck. You just finance a new truck. But they're not mutually exclusive either, Jamel. We could do the trailer on a 60-month term, where you got your $500 a month payment. That's all said and done. And then we can also just get you, you know, 10 or 20 grand in, you know, cash on the side, and that'll be on that short term. But then you can use that for pay. You know, I just talked to a guy today, a different trucking company. And he is going to do the equipment financing for a trailer. He's getting a new 2010, the refrigerated trailer. And then he's also going to do a $10,000 working capital on the side, just so he can do tires, gas, payroll for his couple employees he has. So is that kind of something you'd be interested in, doing like one of each, or you just kind of want to do just the cash on a short term?
I'll do cash on the short term because I have a lot of cash that comes in. As far as
so that 18 months will work for you.
Yeah, that's not bad. 20,000.
I can
be honest. I can make that. I can make that within a couple of weeks.
That's what I'm saying. As long as you know up front that it's a lot more short term of a loan, and you're okay with that, and you got the cash flow to support it, I don't see why it can't you can't use it for your, you know, what you want to. So, you know, at this point, what I'm gonna do, what else would you do? Just kind of like put it into my notes here. What else are you gonna use this cash for besides maybe, you know, this trailer? Would you also be, you know, looking into, you know, using some of this for salaries or for, you know, just operational expenses, or are you really just going to use this for the trailer?
I'm using it for the trailers, because I've seen some good trailers and good deals.
And then the other thing, too, I think you also mentioned that you wanted to lease these out to other companies as well.
Yeah, I could do that. That's going to be my personal. Once I get the trailers and they're mine, I can lease them out, because there's always companies looking for lease trailers.
See, that's
cheaper, you know, cheaper rates.
That's what I'm gonna say. I would push you towards the working capital then, just because I know if we financed it on a traditional equipment financing loan and you were looking to lease these out, you can't, because you still owe money to somebody for them. You see what I mean? So if in order to do what you want to do, you are going to have to own them outright. So working capital is going to be your...
Yes.
Okay. How much do you get for leasing them? Just kind of ballpark me.
It depends on how far they're going or where they're going. Because the miles, that's what you really...
Yeah.
You can do 60 cents a mile. You can do $1 a mile. Mm-hmm. That's why they lease them like that. Or then it's fun, you know, if you're like, okay, well, for this month, just give me $3,000. Because they're going to make the idea of doing that, they're going to make way more than $3,000 just using the trailer. But if you can get that a month, which is something that... are very reasonable. You're not trying to, you know, hurt no one's pockets.
Yeah.
That's something that they can afford a month. That's cheap.
And you just got one on the side here too. That's not really impacting your business at all. Just, you know, buying a new trailer and kind of subletting it out or subcontracting it, I guess you could call it almost. Yeah. I think that's a really good idea.
So if I get those
trailers. I got you. How do you have any other, you know, loans out on the business right now? Not equipment loans, but just, you know, like cash loans for anything.
Yeah, Cash loans.
You have anything, you know, what kind of loans have you taken out? Anything with your bank?
No, I didn't take any loan because I have a bank and I have a credit union that I deal with. So I do my business with.
Who's your bank?
TD, and okay. I have Best Case Federal Credit Union.
Best Case?
Yeah, Best Case Federal Credit Union.
Perfect. I gotcha. All right, so, if you don't really have any loans out, that's obviously going to help the case. That's good. And just to also be clear, you know, these are shorter terms.
You mean business loans-wise or just...
Yeah, business regular? Loans. Business loans I'm talking about.
No business loans.
Okay, good. Yeah, so these loans are... have you ever come across anything with a daily or a weekly payment before instead of your traditional monthly? No?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Hold on one second. Yeah, what you say now? Sorry about that.
Have you ever come across any kind of these loans with like a daily or a weekly payment as opposed to a traditional monthly payment?
No, daily or weekly, no. I came across other loans, but not...
Yeah, so just to inform you real quick on how these work, a lot of the programs that we offer, instead of you paying like $2,000 at the end of the month, a lot of them will just charge, and it automatically will get taken out, $100 every Monday through Friday instead of $2,000 at the end of the month, just because... They're unsecured, so the bank takes on most of the risk. So just to kind of alleviate that stress of, you know, someone missing an entire month's worth of payment, they just do it on a Monday through Friday daily and break it up into 21 micro payments. So if you're gonna default, you know, they only lose up until then instead of losing that whole month. So yeah, it's the same thing. So instead of $2,000 a month, it'd be $100 a day, Monday through Friday. Some people have, you know, are really opposed to that. Others, you know, like yourself, I don't think you really mind too much, right?
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not really a problem. All right, cool. So Jamel, just what's a good email for you, man? I'll shoot some info over, and we'll touch base maybe tomorrow. Hopefully, you can get this over to me by then.
Okay, jay.t.
jay.t.
Yeah, mm-hmm. T is in Tom. Mm-hmm. 550@gmail.com.
Perfect. Nice. You Giants fan or Jets fan?
I don't even watch the games anymore. They're so good sometimes.
Yeah, man, I feel you. Really? Well, that's nice. You had the same same stadium. It's tough. New York sports we're in a rut right now, man. Oh yeah, and just out of curiosity, because we just started using this new marketing team. How did they contact you today? Was it via was it mail, or did they gave you a call? It sounded like, right?
Yeah, they gave me a call.
And what were they saying? Was it for a small business loan, or did they mention equipment financing in general? Because we want to make sure they're doing the right job.
They said both.
Good. All right, man.
I was interested.
Perfect. Yeah, well, I'm glad I could help you out today. I'll shoot you a quick email, like I said, and I'll give you a call tomorrow if I don't see anything back in my inbox. But it shouldn't take you more than like 15 minutes to gather the info. It's just some bank statements and a tax return.
Okay.
All right, man. Are you on LinkedIn, too? I usually friend my customers on LinkedIn, just, you know, establish a connection there, too.
Okay.
Are you on LinkedIn as well, or no? We usually just Bank of Cardiff and the agent that's working on, we'll connect via LinkedIn just to establish a relationship there too. But if you don't worry about it, man.
Okay.
I am. You know what I'm gonna? I am gonna be honest and say that I did come across other loan, like rapid refunds. Those people, they have an application out too that I'm working with too.
Okay. So Rapid Advance.
Like, yeah, Rapid Advance.
Anyone else?
They have my information. And, no, only them.
All right, cool,
I
man.
I was going to go with another one, but...
When did you reach out to them? Pretty recently?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm still waiting on the... I hear back from their underwriter to see what they're saying.
Yeah, you know what? When you do hear back from them, let's compare, because you know, I'm very familiar with them and I don't have anything bad to say. We offer a pretty similar product. I think most of the time we can get a longer term and more money and a little bit cheaper too. So yeah, I'm just out of curiosity. Let me know when they say, if they give you some numbers, man.
Okay.
I think they're based out of New York as well. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
All right, I'll send this out in the next 30, 40 minutes. I got to run over to a meeting real quick. When I get back, I'll send this out right now, Jamel, okay?
All right, do you think?
All right, man, thank you. Take care.
All right.